Across the Barricades by Joan Lingard.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Across the Barricades by Joan Lingard. Siri Jackson! She looked round. For a moment, she couldn't see who was calling her. The pavement was thick with people heading homewards. Then she saw him coming through the midst of the throng. Tall, dark, broader than she'd remembered, but with the same bright spark in his eyes. She waited for him to reach her. Kevin, she said. Kevin McCoy. It's me, all right. He was grinning. Haven't seen you for ages. It must be nearly 3 years. Suppose it is. It's funny seeing you again after so long. They only lived a few streets away from one another, but it might as well have been 1,000 miles. They stood and looked at one another and let the hurrying people push round them. Fancy a cup of coffee? Asked Kevin. Have you time? Don't see why not, said Sadie. There were many good reasons why not, her mother would say, but Sadie was not one to be put off by reasons, especially her mother's. They walked side by side to a coffee bar without talking. They felt a little awkward walking together, but once inside the cafe, seated across a table from one another, their tongues broke free again. How's Brige? She asked. How's Tommy? He asked at the same time, and they laughed. Brige is fine.